Yes for School's first spokesman, Anne Marie Moy, tells the Missouri Net that if the initiative passes this November, it will provide an extra $100 million for schools.
And it's going to do that by increasing the state tax casinos pay to 21% and by updating some outdated regulations.
Primarily removing the $500 loss limit voters approved when they authorized riverboat gambling in Missouri. It's the only regulation left. There are no cruises anymore. The boats aren't even boats, they're riverside casinos. Casinos have been unsuccessful in pushing the legislature to lift the loss limits, so they have decided to turn to the voters. In exchange for lifting the loss limit, the casino gambling tax will increase from 20 to 21%. Another factor, no more casinos will be allowed in Missouri. We asked Moy if calling the initiative Yes for Schools First might be a bit misleading, since it seems to benefit the boats the most.
Well, you know, the Schools First initiative is going to do a lot of important things. The name of our initiative underscores the most important thing it's going to do, and that's, you know, to generate more than $100 million a year for Missouri schools.
An estimated $105 to $130 million, as well as $5 to $7 million for higher education, early childhood development, and veteran programs, if voters approve what the legislature has so far rejected. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.